It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
From the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports, starring New York Giants legend Billy Taylor and me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten. All right, there's my famous laugh. Thank you, Jack. And featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. You Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. All right, you. Thank you for sponsoring, and we'll get to you in 1 second there. Welcome to the show here on Fox Sports New Jersey, folks. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday at 11 a.m. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. The players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know. Whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know, we will find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and you'll be good to go. And with that, folks, welcome to Sunday, December 15th. Okay, hello, You Coffee.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
How we doing today on this cold New Jersey morning?
Oh, very cold out there, Jim.
Winter has hit, pal.
Yeah, absolutely. Hit you right in the face today.
I know. It's like, although I think you're still going with the shorts look, you.
Oh, 365 days a year, Jim.
365.
Unless I'm standing outside all day, I wear the shorts.
I did switch over, okay.
Only some of us crazy people do it all year round.
Oh, man. What a sports week. We got it. We need 2 to 3 hours, really, of show.
Can we do that?
Can we do that? Yeah. I don't know. Jack, can we preempt other shows and just...
Jack gives a big thumbs
Jack
down.
Jack says no.
Big thumbs down.
He says no. Get your ratings up and you'll be. You can do it. Yes, and we're going to mention
games.
That in a minute. And actually... Speaking of that, we wanted to talk about, our show is hosted here, Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey, and one of their big ones is Rutgers University Athletics.
Right.
And what a basketball game they had yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan Harper for the men's b-ball team hit a three-point jumper at the buzzer, right?
Yep.
To win the game.
66-63.
And won the Garden State Cup. Against Seton Hall with the annual, traditional game every year. So what an absolute thriller. I saw the highlights. I didn't see the whole game.
Yeah, but, same here.
Dylan Harper, oh, my gosh, he's unbelievable, right?
Absolutely, 24 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's very good.
Yeah, so they're what a great start for Rutgers. They're really doing well with these freshmen as well.
Absolutely, and today, what, we have Rutgers women on at 2:30?
Right, exactly, 1:30, I think, and...
1:30
for women's basketball, and then they're segueing.
Well, then we got the Rangers at 5:30 pregame.
That's right.
6 o'clock start versus the Blues.
Right.
Let's see if we can get off the schneid.
Right. Because right here on Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey, we're also, we do the Ranger and Knick games as well for 100%. The New Jersey audience. So, well, that's quite an afternoon then.
Jim, I want to tell people also. Follow Facebook. We're live on Facebook if you want to make comments or questions. So we'll try to get to all of them. Coffee Sports Collectibles Facebook.
That's fantastic, too. And our phone lines are working as well. So if you do want to even call into the studio hotline, it's 732-545-9282. So try that out as well. So we've got a lot of things going on, man.
Absolutely. You know?
And what a week it's been. We're going to bring our guest on now to join us in this conversation. But the week of Juan. Oh, my God.
What a wonderful.
Here we go. Hello, Juan Soto. He could now produce and buy that record and sell it and do whatever he wants with
whatever
it.
Whatever he wants.
But incredible stories, you know, and obviously we've got football. The college football playoffs were announced last week since
we talked to you last. We've got that to go over. We've got the NFL games going on today. Oh, my God, it's unbelievable, you know. But why don't we have our guest, you, join us then, okay? Very excited to have
Absolutely.
Him. Great guy. He's a featured sports writer for Newsday here in New York. He covers all sports, and in fact, he's just waking up, I think, because he was at the Downtown Athletic Club last night covering the Heisman Trophy Awards. So he's a great guy, and he knows his stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome Brian Heyman.
Hey, Brian.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
All right. How are you, sir? It's Jim and you.
I'm doing well, and you are correct. I was I was covering the Heisman Trophy stuff last night, but in a little known logistical secret, the media does not get to be at the place of the ceremony.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Because yeah, I guess it's at Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Days,
and it's moved around a lot.
Oh.
We are actually, don't tell anyone, Marriott Marquis Square.
Okay.
Watching on television like everybody else.
Yeah.
They bring in the players beforehand to talk to us.
Right.
And also the winner comes afterwards to talk to us. So that's a little inside baseball.
That is great, Brian. So they make it sound like everybody's at the Downtown Athletic
right.
Club, this gloried and historic place. Nobody gets in.
I've covered this for a long time. I actually was at the Downtown Athletic Club once, but no, it's moved around so many times since the early 2000s. Yeah, now it's at Lincoln Center, but they had a unique individual win the Heisman last night.
Yeah,
Travis Hunter from Colorado.
Yeah, so what's the story? So it was Travis then, huh, the one?
Travis Hunter.
It was, and it was the closest vote. It didn't seem that close, like 214 points, and that you get three points for first place vote.
Right,
and
right.
Two for a second, one for a third.
Right.
But he won by 214 points. It's the closest since 2009 over Ashton Giante of Boise State. But, you know, he won, and he was the favorite to win. And he's such a, you know, dynamic player on both sides.
Absolutely.
Of the ball, which
absolutely.
You don't get that in your Heisman race or in college football anymore. For high school football, you know, that's Friday night. That's
right.
Everyone's
playing. You were going to say?
Brian, it was the closest race in a long time, but I thought Travis had it hands down. I mean, did you think it was going to be this close? Do you think Gentry,
robbed? I did not think it was going to be this close, but you know, when you think about it, it wasn't 214 points, not that close,
right?
But it was the closest in 15 years, and he deserved it. I mean, he had 92 receptions, and he had 4 interceptions, and broke up 11
minutes. Right. He has to get it. I feel bad for Gentry, but. He had a great year himself, but
I was saying to you before we came on the air, but he corrected me. But anyway, about
like usual,
yeah, because I just make it up as we go along. No, I was saying I was thinking the last time I could think of anybody was Deion Sanders doing that, right? But you're saying he really didn't do that in college.
No,
I mean
really
playing both ends.
No, it's the last full time. Two-way player to win the Heisman, as was told to me by a Heisman staffer, was 1961, Ernie Davis from Syracuse, and who's mostly known
wow.
as an offensive player.
Yeah.
But, you know, they, you know, 1964.
Wow, Ernie Davis played both sides.
Yeah, colleges went back to kind of a one platoon system. I mean, before that, guys are playing both ways. I mean, Paul Hornung
yeah.
who won in 1956. He played both ways.
But he gambled on both ends too.
He bet
on both ends too, Ryan.
I get that. But
I'm old. I know that stuff.
Yeah.
That's great, though. That's an exciting thing, though, to do, to cover that, though. But I know, I did see during the week the interviews were at the Marriott Marquis, so I guess that's where everybody was based, right?
That was the base there. And you know, he said last night that he likes being different, and he is. I mean, you need to play at that level, and play as well as he did, and you need a lot of stamina to play both ways at that level. Plus, he went an unconventional route in that he was going to go to Florida State. He was the number one recruit in the country, and he ends up at Jackson State.
Wow.
And playing for Deion Sanders there. And then Deion leaves after a year, goes to Colorado, so he follows him to Colorado.
Right.
And he's obviously a talent who could have been playing at Ohio State or any big school.
Hello, Portal.
The portal is very popular.
Yeah, exactly.
Very popular.
You were going to say?
No, Brian, so you think Travis, I think he'll probably be the defensive back in NFL and then may get a package for offense? How do you think they'll use him?
Right.
Yeah, I would think that, you know, that he would get to, I don't know, start both ways because it's such a... Not only is it a faster game, he's a fast guy, but it's such a physical game. And you see him and he doesn't look that bulky.
Yeah.
He's going to take a pounding, at that level. So, I mean, coming out of high school, he was rated more highly as a defensive back. So I could see him playing corner and then, spotting him on offense. But, he wants to be full-time both ways. Either he was asked, what's your ideal situation in the NFL? And he says, where I can play both sides of the ball.
Right.
So it's hard for me to see him doing both, but he says,
show me the money.
Exactly.
Show me the money, he says. All right, here's an even bigger question then. So who goes, I guess it depends on what team gets the number one pick in the NFL. Who goes number one? Does he go number one? I'm looking at the Giants here in New York. If the Giants after this game today against the Ravens, that should be another L. So they're getting closer and closer to that number one pick.
No confidence?
Would they, I'm hearing big things, and you could tell us, Brian, Cam Ward was doing a lot of talking out at the Marquee this week. He was saying, I'd be the perfect fit for the Giants.
He was very, vocal that he is perfectly happy, Texas guy, who's on his third college right now.
Right.
He had one offer, and it was incarnate Ward, he took that. He went 2 years, and then he went to Washington State, now Miami, leading the nation in touchdown passes.
Yeah.
And he fit in well here. And he says that New York City is too much for him. And he would stay in New Jersey all the time.
Oh, did he say that?
Study and whatever.
Oh, he did say that.
New Jersey's better.
Yeah. Yes. So he's a big New Jersey fan now.
We're a Jersey station, so rock on, Cam.
Come on our show.
That's it. So teams are so quarterback hungry. And,
I know.
And the Raiders, who are right up there with the Giants.
Yeah, he'd be perfect out there.
In the bad news standings.
Yeah.
They need a quarterback, there's only like two guys who are projected to really go high, and that's Deion Sanders' son, Shedeur Sanders at Colorado, and Cam Ward. So,
what do you guys think, Brian, and you? What do you think? Who would go first, Sanders or Ward?
That's a good question. I mean, I would think that Sanders might have a slight edge, but it's like these personnel guys. It's whoever they fall in love with. On film, you don't know what they're thinking, and we don't even know that Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, is going to be the one who's making the decision yet.
Good point.
To be determined. But he did. Cam Ward did use Joe's name, say, come get me.
He did, by name.
Wow.
He threw the name out. Okay, Joe, come get me.
He'd be happy coming here. I think he would need a few linemen to keep him healthy here with the Giants, but that's another story.
Yeah, I would say Shador. I'm a little biased, but I would pick Shador over Cam Ward.
He just has to get used to the nickname Cutlets.
Yeah, right?
Cam Cutlets Ward. Because you got to replace.
I think that's taken.
Yeah, not for long. Goodbye, Tommy.
Tommy will sell it.
And Tommy's actually playing today, right? Yeah. I think Brian isn't starting again. Yep. This has been unbelievable.
Yeah, Tommy's playing. Drew Locke is.
Yeah, it's
got banged up a little last
It's
week.
Unbelievable what's going on. You know, because, Brian, we're just going to go around everything here with you today, right? We're just going to jump around. Because speaking of that Giant Raven game, right? And then another thing, the Giants are 14.5 dogs, I think, home dogs today.
The biggest home dog?
It was 16.5, I thought. And I think I read, and maybe you guys know, that that's the biggest home underdog since the AFL-NFL merger for a home team.
Yeah, I've not heard that, but it reminded me of, like, the Jets. Jets in Super Bowl III.
Right.
Big spread.
Right.
There. As a Friday afternoon, it was 16.5. I did not see the final line.
Right, I saw 16.5, right.
Yeah. So, I would not, as far as win or lose, I would not bet my life savings on the Giants to win today. But as far as the spread, you're on your own. I mean, that's a tantalizing thing.
I thought you were going to say guarantee a victory for the Giants.
I cannot. I mean, you know, miracles happen.
But like I said, with Brian, right, Brian covers all sports for Newsday. And how long have you been in Newsday now, Brian?
I've been on staff since... about beginning of May 2021, but actually I was freelance with them dating to December 2014. So it's been about 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Awesome.
Great. Still a great publication. Still love it. And one thing while we're, that's why, because we're doing going through our notes here, we're sticking with the college theme, one thing you and I, we didn't get into in a minute there. How about the Bill Belichick story?
Oh, yeah.
UNC. How crazy is that? Brian, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I thought what was crazier was that he personally reached out to the Jets before taking that job.
Really?
And, you know, he was, and obviously everyone knows that he resigned after one day.
The one and done napkin, right?
He wrote his resignation note on a napkin.
Right. Right.
So, and he's been, you know, this year he's been, you know, doing some commentating, and he's been critical of the Jets and the owner who would have to pay him. So he had a. You know, but he is Bill Belichick.
But he actually called the Jets.
That's the word there that he contacted the Jets.
And, wow!
Just to see what was going on.
And they said no.
And that he was not.
People don't want him.
Dismissed. He was not dismissed outright.
The Jets.
But you know, it was there was no guarantee of anything.
No.
As far as the NFL. So, and I think also. You know, it sounds like he wanted to set his son up as like a future head coach in Carolina.
I think that's part of it, right?
So that, he says he wants to run North Carolina like a professional program.
Yes, I was just going to comment. Yes.
Yeah, and I could see that. And now you can pay the players with all the NIL stuff. So
he did. He already got general manager.
Right. Well,
Mike Lombardi.
Yeah, we were saying that, right? Mike Lombardi, he brought him. I watched the press conference on Friday. And it's so crazy, and they admit it's a general manager now. So has a general manager. It never happened before.
He went on McAfee's show on Monday before he signed with, and he said if he was a coach in college, how he would run like an NFL.
Yeah.
So I'd have a player personnel, general manager, all these guys.
Right.
And that's what he's doing. That's what he's going to do in North Carolina.
Yeah, and I would, I could see him with his name attracting talent there.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
And making inroads, that's good for North Carolina. So
why not? As a football program, they have nothing to lose. I mean, you know, it's all basketball for them.
Yeah. But, and I think the last time they were great, I think Lawrence Taylor was playing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was. He brought him up many times.
Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan and Bill Belichick.
And there you go. But it is true, though, Brian, right? Because you do a lot of college coverage and other things. But this portal has changed the total sport. You know, well, both basketball
and
football.
And what is it really called?
Yeah.
Free agency, right?
Yeah.
Agency.
Right. I know.
Yeah. You're unhappy after a year. You're not getting enough playing time. And you just move on to the next place, and that, whether it's basketball or college football. And you know, you really, these colleges now really have to come up with money to attract the, you know, attract the top talent. But that was the thing about the guy who finished runner-up was, you know, Ashton from Boise State. After last year, he was getting offers of, like, a lot of cash, which is legal now. You know, every team would be in on probation if it was 1975 or whatever. But you know, so he stayed, and he talked last night about how loyalty is important, and so that was kind of touching in this day and age that he stayed, and they've had a great year, and they're in the playoffs now. So it's an interesting world. It's so different from years ago.
It's amazing. It's like you said, it's free agency now, you know.
100%.
Absolutely incredible, too, you know. All right, so we've got a lot of things going on. Brian, can you hang with us? We're going to take a break for a minute. Okay?
Sure can.
Great. No problem. Okay, let's get to a couple of the commercials there, and then we'll be right back, and maybe time to jump onto that baseball discussion, too.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's COFFEY SportsCollectibles.com.
We've all been here, but one little girl is that enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gruff. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Okay, folks, how you doing out there? We are back, the JT and the BT Express Show, all things sports, sponsored by Coffee Sports Collectibles. You Coffee is here today. Jim Totten is here today, and our special guest, news sports reporter for Newsday, Brian Heyman. So we are back. Hi, Brian. Thanks for holding on. You had something you wanted to throw Brian to.
Yeah, Brian, I understand that you got your Hall of Fame credentials, and you can vote for the Hall of Fame now. So congratulations, first of all. Who's going to be your first vote?
That's very cool.
Actually, I'm a longtime voter. I've been voting since about 2008, 2009, in that range. So, you know, I used to have such a high bar when I started out. Like you had to be Willie Mays to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, then eventually I thought, yeah, maybe you got to lower your standards a little bit.
Yeah.
Still, you know, we're allowed to vote for, up to 10 guys.
Okay.
And usually if I have voted for four, that was a busy year.
Yeah, I agree.
Very big. So I'm trying to be very selective. I mean, I have voted, you know, last several years for Billy Wagner.
Former
closer. And, you know, he has some historic numbers in relief.
He had some great years.
Yeah, and it's his last year eligible, and I know he's nervous, but and he was just short, so I will say on your show that I will vote for him again.
All right,
look at that.
All right, exclusive. We got an exclusive. Brian Haynes, inside voting.
That's it. And so you know, I'd be surprised if he didn't make it on this last shot. And then, you know, Ichiro, you know, Suzuki, he's up. And he's like automatic in my own head.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, and I'm going to do this in the next few days. You know, just look at, take a close look at CeCe Sabathia,
yeah,
and Felix Hernandez. And then,
yeah,
you know, I'm not. I
know.
I don't vote for the PED people.
Okay.
Who have, there's a
neither would I.
Reasonable suspicion, put it that way, or they've been suspended during their career. And
it's a whole other subject, and I don't know where to go with that.
I would, if you want to get all into it. I definitely would vote for him.
Everybody's
and I got a good reason for it.
Well, go ahead. That's what I said.
If you put Bud Selig, who was the ringleader of that time, era, he knew
right
about the steroid. You put him in the Hall of Fame, you
right
got to put them all in.
Right.
So if you're not going to put Bud Selig, you got to put them in. Otherwise, I would agree with you guys.
I just can't.
As an individual voter, I'm like, I didn't vote for Bud Selig, so I don't worry about it in that regard. It's like, you know, you mess with the integrity of the game, and
right,
it bothers me. So, and you didn't have to do it. Alex
right
Rodriguez did not have to do it.
Right.
No,
right.
Barry Bonds, right. He was a Hall of Famer
right
before he started. I get that, too. I get that
right
argument.
Right. Brian, so are you saying when you are up to 10 votes, but so they can, it's just like an individual point, each one for you. You could do up to 10 names to vote every year.
Right. And you
cool
need
that's great
75% of the electorate to vote to
right
vote for you.
Right.
So, you know, it's we're supposed to get our votes in by the end of the month, and it'll be announced late in January. There are committees that pick extra guys who got passed over. Like, you know, Dave Parker is in this year. He just got picked the other day.
Yeah. Well, I was going to mention that. Richie Allen too. It's another old name, but he was incredible. And so is Dave Parker. I can't believe Dave Parker's not in.
He should have been in.
Right?
That's weird.
Yeah, he had very, very solid, stats, and I think he's in his 70s now. But you know, good for him. And Richie Allen wanted to be known as Dick Allen
yeah
toward the end of his career. So.
Richie, don't call me Dick Allen, right? That was what he used to call it. That's what they used to say.
Yeah. So that's the Hall of Fame.
But that's the Hall of Fame. That's the seniors committee. Does those guys right? Dick
right
out, not
yeah
you.
They got it. There's like a long name
yeah
for it now for each of these committees, and they look, you know, every year they look at like different eras before the 1980s or after modern
right
stuff. So
right.
So it's a chance, I guess, that you know, for guys who kind of got passed over. I mean, Tommy John was up for it again this year.
Oh wow,
make it.
He should get us for his surgery.
Yeah. I know. He's
right
more. He was
right
a great pitcher,
just
but he's
right
more famous for Tommy John surgery. It's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, he won, I think he won like, you know, like in the 288 range for games or something like
yeah
that.
Yeah.
So,
well, he pitched forever. He pitched forever.
Well, that's the thing. He's one of those guys they talk about, like Jim Cott. They
yeah
were longevity guys.
Right.
They got their 288 because they pitched for 23 years.
Right, no, but
Warren Spahn pitched for 47 years.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, so of course they get all those wins. But
yeah, Brian, so I was getting bad intel. I thought you just got your Hall of Fame credentials.
I don't know where you got that from.
I don't know where I got the intel from, but it was bad info. But to your point before about how, you know, you brought down the bar is kind of set a little lower now. Like Harold Baines get in. I'm not making fun of Harold Baines, but if he
yeah
got in, then my boy, and
yeah
I this is where I need
oh
you
God
to help me out
here,
Brian.
We go. There we go.
Donnie Baseball.
Oh.
Don Mattingly should
oh
be in the Hall of Fame. If Harold Baines is in, then
ah
Don Mattingly
yeah
should be in. Can we get him in?
Yeah.
That would be in a committee's hands at the moment.
But, yeah, past you.
Yeah.
But I think sorry myself, I think the bar is still high, but it's just not Willie Mays high. But Harold Baines, maybe. There are guys in the Hall of Fame who've been picked by committees who probably should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And, you know, Harold Baines was, you know, was a great hitter, but was he a Hall of Fame hitter? I would have my doubts on that.
Yeah, they always throw him out
right,
as a
right
shaky one. Right.
Poor Harold.
Yeah, I know. He was that kind of guy, the tweener one. You know, how could Dave Parker not be in?
Right, he should have been.
But Dave Parker was the beginning of, you know, he was the cocaine era before the PEDs era.
Oh.
He was with the 79 Pirates.
Wait, is that an enhancer, though? I don't think it enhances you.
So it all depends on
that's
your
true.
Level. Your level of drug. Right? But that was the coke era, and then it became the PED era.
Yeah. 100%.
You know? But listen, Brian, keep moving along here. Because we have to get into what a week. What a week. Soto week. And Jack, our program director, is over in the studio over there, screaming and applauding, I guess, wearing his Met outfit.
Very happy.
Very, very happy. And, yes, what a week with the madness of Juan Soto. You know, Brian, where do we even begin this conversation? What's your feelings on it?
Well, my feeling was that it was 99.999% the money.
So, thank you.
And, you know, but they did a good selling job on him. He was going to go to the highest bidder.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it was.
Hello, but, Scott Boras.
You want to be comfortable in your new surroundings. And I think they tried to sell him on kind of a more of a family type atmosphere with the Mets and Steve Cohen on the meeting out in California. He brought his 93-year-old father-in-law out there to
I didn't know that. Oh, he did.
Part of the presentation.
Oh, God.
And, Steve Cohen had his son, make a video, and I believe the video had some sort of effect where Soto was going to get a statue next to Tom Seavers outside of the field at the game.
Ah, oh, my God.
I believe it.
Oh, my God.
And so, Soto, liked the video. And, but also, if you give me $765 million and a statue, I'll come write for your newspaper as well.
And a suite.
Sweet.
All about the sweet. It's
incredible. That's still the deal.
You just got $765, okay? And can you get this? Oh, I can't afford that sweet.
I can't afford a sweet.
I don't think the Yankees wanted to give a sweet.
I know. Oh my God. And you was telling me stories before we came on the air, right? There was other things about. They were saying that something about Judge. It was politics involved. We're not going to get into all that, but. There was something about his cell phone. He didn't get calls from the Yankee players.
But then you told me that.
Right.
He changed his number. So,
yeah.
I mean.
But he had said, Boras mentioned that he changed his cell phone number because he was getting inundated with calls.
Right.
So Judge couldn't reach him.
So do you want the calls or you do want, not want the calls?
Have you ever seen anything like this?
So much
madness?
Drama.
It was incredible,
Yeah. And then, it's. It's a good get for the Mets, and it's great that your owner is a fan of the team, and he has $21 billion in his pocket, and $765
is
nothing.
I know. It's really interesting though, since it happened, because obviously we're all listening to the sports show, so everybody here knows about this.
Right.
But it's interesting how the Yankees have pivoted real quick, right?
I think that.
Some of these deals they made this week.
Well, I think if they signed Soto, I don't think they signed these other guys.
Right.
They got a closer from Milwaukee. That was $8 million.
Devin Williams, which I love that.
Right,
role.
I do. Well, I didn't like the second baseman's going to be good though. But you have to give something up to get something.
Durbin,
get it. But anyway, and they also signed
Max Fried
from the Braves. Fried. I don't think they signed those guys if they signed Soto. And if we signed a Japanese pitcher, it's a wrap. We're winning the series.
Brian, what do you think of that with the Yankees doing their transition like this?
I mean, I like how they pivoted. They were kind of building on, their pitching staff's pretty good.
Yeah.
So they're kind of building on the strength, and that's okay. That's okay. Fried, he's had, some forearm problems in the past.
The money for him.
That was a lot of money.
Wonder about the 8 years.
I know.
But when he's healthy, he's excellent.
Yeah.
So that's good. And the closer, except when he's facing the Mets.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. He gave up the Alonso home run, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right? And made it 3-2 whatever in that game. You know, but again, you can't. Even Mariano had a bad one against Cleveland in 97.
Only one, Calm down, Jim. Calm down.
I remember it very well. But
if you move Luke Weaver, you could.
So you've got the two options at least that way, you know.
But you need, I mean, they got a lot more work to do. I mean, they have an interest in Bellinger from the Cubs.
Yeah, I think we're ready for that move. I'm ready for that move.
Yeah, I think he'd be either first or center. I mean,
move
Judge back to right field and take some wear and tear off of him. And, they would like to move Jazz Chisholm from third to second.
Exactly. I agree with those moves, totally.
Yeah.
To me, third baseman is still a power position. I look at it old school. That's like a home run position, you know. So Chisholm, he did okay defensively, better than they thought.
I thought better than I thought he would.
But he would be the good second baseman they would have then for years.
Absolutely.
For years, you know. But you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy too, Brian? And then now we have Clay Holmes going to the Mets.
Yeah.
Right? So you got Soto over there. You got Clay Holmes, right?
Right.
And, you know, the Max Fried thing did free up, Cortes to be traded.
They already released him, though.
Huh?
He's a free agent now. They DFA'd him.
They did?
Milwaukee, yeah.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Yesterday, yeah, they DFA'd him.
Wow. That's an interesting move.
Maybe we're getting back.
Mm-hmm. because it was...
You know, I think the Mets need got to beef up the pitching staff. I haven't been... You know, they have a philosophy of kind of like, you know, shooting low with these guys.
Yeah.
We'll make them better with our staff. And Frankie Montas, who they got, his ERA was almost 5. And like,
stiff. What a stiff he was with the Yankees.
No, they're a Yankee.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he had injury problems.
Yeah,
that didn't work out.
Oh, what a disaster.
And Clay Holmes, you know, he hasn't been a starter since he was in the minor leagues. And, you know, he had very good stretches with the Yankees, and then he had terrible stretches with the Yankees. So
I know. It's crazy.
So these are projects in your rotation, and I think they need to look into more of a sure thing, for the pitching staff. And they need to make that bullpen, I think, deeper.
It's just it's so crazy with this, right? Here we are, everyone with the 765, you know, for Soto and everything else. You know, and they turn around, and like you said, and, you know, this Max Fried is good. But you're now, like, when you heard that number 2 days later, 218 or 210 million.
218, yeah.
For Max Fried, an 8-year contract for a lefty pitcher.
I'm 30 years old.
It's not exactly, Sandy Koufax over here. And everyone's going nuts about Soto's deal. And this guy's getting $218 million.
It's a fraction of it.
No trade, you know, everything that... It's insane what goes on.
100%.
Right?
I think you're going to find that this is like a low-level salary, that things are just going to shoot up from here. It's just the natural course of business. You wonder now, what is Alonso going to get? Come back with the Mets. He's around 30, so do you really want to give him 8 years when he's had a
message
in the last couple of years, or can you get him for 5 years? He's kind of really a part of the fabric of the team.
I know.
So it would be, I think for them, it would be, and the fans, I think, love Pete a lot.
I think the Yankees, all of a sudden, they did hear this morning the Yankees have picked up their interest in Alonso.
Oh, I'll take Alonso on my team any day.
I think part of it is that what you just said, Brian, is also they would love to stick it to the Mets.
Yeah.
You know they would love to do that. I mean, they could never admit it, but they would love to stick it, right?
Well, if I were the Yankees, I would look for the lefty big bat over the right big bat.
I like Bellinger. Well, Bellinger could play center and first.
Yeah,
the Yankees need a first baseman too, you know.
Yeah.
So I
and
think
he's not gonna hurt you defensively.
Right,
As long as he doesn't, as long as he's not the Bellinger who flamed out at the end.
Right.
I think he'd be a good fit. I would go get him. I think it's a matter of how much do the Cubs, how much money do the Cubs want to pick up from his contract?
Right, right, exactly. You know, I know it's amazing sports world what's going on right now.
100%.
So good. So Brian, we are running out of time, sir. We got to get the commercial breaks and everything else. So we wanted to thank you though for coming on for a few minutes, pal. And you know, I think right here we covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Very happy talking to you guys any time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we love having you back. Again, we'll get some updates, okay? Okay,
no,
thank you very much. Brian Heyman from Newsday.
Heyman.
All right. Okay, we got to get to our breaks. We'll be right back.
We've all been here, but one little girl, is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gruff. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Oh, what an interview with Brian Heyman. Gosh, we're just so out of breath. I really could just use a cup of Java. I think it's time, right? You know, it's time for some coffee. Oh, baby, it's time for Coffee's Corner, starring You Coffee and Coffee Sports Collectibles. It's your moment in the sun, You Coffee. What's on your mind today, sir?
Thank you, Jim. I'm over here now.
Okay.
Coffee's Corner is sponsored by Tissues. Tissues are running a buy one, get one free sale until the end of the year.
Nice.
If you use Tissues, you need Tissues.
For our YouTube audience,
we can see it. You can actually see it. Anywho, check them out on Facebook, Tissues, Tiss-USED, and also on their website, tissues.com. And like I said, it's buy one, get one sale to the end of the year. So you buy one, you get two.
All right, not bad.
At Coffee's Sports Collectibles, we had our big Ben Rice signing last Sunday.
Oh, yes. How did that go?
It was very good. We had a good turnout. Thank you all for coming out and supporting and meeting Ben.
Great.
It was a great time. A lot of New York Yankee fans. And Ben was awesome. A really nice, humble kid. You know, some guy came up with a Jeter jersey. And I was like, so he signed it under the NY, not on the back.
Yeah.
But the customer was like, is it disrespectful that you're going to sign? And Ben was like, not to me. He goes, maybe to Jeter, but not to me.
And I guess you don't want to mention Cody Bellinger's name to him.
No, I did ask him where Soto was going, and then I said, you have Soto's number. Let's call him now and see where he's going to sign.
Okay.
And then, 10 hours later, we found out he signed with the Mets. But, so hopefully Ben stays with the Yankees. Don't sound like he's going to.
Yeah, well, he's a good young prospect, though. So
no, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. No, he's a good kid, too, though. Really humble. So we also have our 20% off sale using promo code EXPRESS, EXPRESS, till the end of the year. Only 10 days of Christmas. Get your Christmas gifts at coffeesportscollectibles.com. Use a promo code EXPRESS to get 20% off. And we still have our auctions going on Monday or Friday on Facebook, Coffee Sports Collectibles.
Wow.
We also have a claim sale today. Not an auction. If you want an Adam Fox signed jersey for a cheap price, just go to Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook and just put your claim in, and then just send a Venmo and you'll get an Adam Fox signed jersey.
And Adam Fox is one of the solid Rangers. He should still be on the team.
I think he's second or third in assists for defenseman. He's still good.
Right.
He's one of the Rangers that are doing well.
That's what you're saying. He's going to stay. Because they're falling apart. We'll save hockey for another day.
That's my grind, my gears. Don't come to gun.
I'll leave you alone. But Adam Fox is great. That's a great jersey.
And just a quick thing. We will be set up in White Plains, Westchester County Center, White Plains, New York. There's going to be a ton of stars there, like LT, O.J. Anderson, Strawberry, Gooden, Keith Hernandez, Larry Johnson, Brett Hull, and many, many more. Just go to my Instagram or Facebook, Coffee Sports Collectibles, and all the updates, and I'll be updated more who else is going to be there.
That's after through the holidays or January?
Yeah, January 17th, 18th,
19th. Great.
In White Plains, New York.
I remember you did that show last year. That's a tremendous
show.
Yeah,
I do that.
Right?
Yeah, they do two a year, I think. I do it twice a year over there.
Great. That's fantastic.
And grind my gears are just, you know, I don't know what's going on with this Rangers team. They really are. They're really
incredible.
Frustrating. No, all those
incredible.
Fans. Not only just losing, they get in their ass every night.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to, I don't know what's going on. We have to.
This is the same team that went to the semifinals last year.
Basically,
they
won the President's Trophy last year.
Yeah,
I mean,
they won the President's Trophy.
I mean, and now they can't get out of their own way right now.
And Lavalette's a great coach, and it's the same coach. I don't get it.
I mean,
I don't get it.
Is he on a hot seat? I don't know.
Yeah, people are talking. We had Molly Walker on last week from the New York Post beat writer. And she wasn't sure either. She said Lavalette's definitely staying.
No, right, but he's losing. The 5-1 last night.
They lost to the Kings. The Kings are very average, right?
Yeah, no, they're okay, but they're not.
You don't lose at home to them.
No, not like that either. So they got to wake up.
And they just signed the goalie Igor for $90 million, right?
Right.
So you have your prime time goalie.
Yeah, no, we had to sign. We had to lock him up.
You got all these good guys.
Igor's the best.
I don't understand. You know?
No, these guys got to step up. The big guys, Vanderjagt, Kreider, step up, guys. Where are you?
I mean, you have half a season still.
No, we still have a lot of time. We have a lot of time to go. So I'm not panicking yet, but getting close.
Well, you know,
the button.
It's funny that we were talking about it earlier. You know, we're at the holiday time and all that stuff to do. And NFL is now transitioning to season almost ending. You're getting into the playoffs after the holidays and things like that. So everybody, the way sports people, most of us are, okay, so your mind slowly starts to get over to basketball and hockey now. You get into, you know, come after the holiday ends, the NBA does this NBA Cup and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you start to follow your teams a little bit more in the winter sports. You know.
Well, for you, for guys like you, Jim, I'm always, Rangers are always on my, forefront. But I hear you. I get it.
You know, I'm one of the normal guys, not one of these hockey freaks.
Just for normal and close. Can we please?
In my own mind.
We have one comment I wanted to get to on Facebook.
Yes,
Carlos Hernandez, he said for Soto, perfect stadium for him. As a Mets fan, I'd be pissed, but Yankees so far have had the better offseason.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Interesting thought.
I think the Mets might have done the Yankees a favor signing Soto.
Yeah, I know.
At the end of the day, I'm not saying Soto. All the Yankee fans saying that Soto stinks now, Soto's this. Calm down. He's still a great player. We would have loved to have him, but I think we might be better off without him. We have a call?
Yeah, we've got a call coming in as well. I think we've got Kevin on line two. Kevin, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right.
No, I just want to say love the show. You guys are doing phenomenal. I wish you guys were on a little bit longer. I love it. My first time calling in, and I just love you guys' show. It's really awesome.
Oh, wow. Where are you calling in from, Kevin?
Down by the shore.
Oh.
In Lacey.
All right.
OG County, baby.
I love Lacey. All right. That's cool. Thanks a lot. What's going on?
Not much. I just have a few things to say to you guys. Going back to Belichick with UNC. I saw it on one of the college pages I follow, you know, fan pages and stuff. But I saw that should Bill Belichick try to convince Arch Manning to transfer from Texas to UNC to be his quarterback for maybe a year or two, and since he's got, like, so many connections with the Manning brothers and just give a better shot to the NFL. And then the other thing I want to talk about is that do you guys think the transfer portal should not be open until after the bowl games? Because Marshall University has had 25-plus players transfer out of the team, and now they can't play Army in the bowl game.
Oh, wow.
So that's two things I wanted to say.
100%. I think the transfer portal shouldn't happen until last. Because, like Marshall did, they're not playing the bowl game now because too many guys left the team.
I actually didn't know that, really.
Yeah, they had
25 guys.
I think it was Louisiana Tech or whatever is taking their place now in the bowl game because they can't field the team.
Oh,
so
man.
So to that point, 100%, it should be after. His first point, though, that's interesting. Manning going there would be something. I don't know, but would you leave Texas to go to North Carolina? I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
Bill's going to probably have a powerhouse, so it's not a bad thought, actually. I would.
It's not, because Belichick just got a 4-star senior coming from the state of North Carolina to probably be the quarterback next year for them.
Wow.
So it won't happen, but I just was like, wow, that's a curious thought. Imagine.
Well, Manning won't go there and sit, though. Manning will only go there to start. So if he's leaving Texas, he's going to start next year for Texas, so he's not going to leave Texas to go sit for a year in North Carolina. But so if Bill promised him a starting job, maybe he'll go.
Is it the appeal of Bill at Belichick, though, too? You know, no, that might be the recruiting part of it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But he's going to sit a year, though? I don't know if he'll sit a year for Bill.
He does have to sit a year?
No. He's saying they just signed a four-star quarterback to start for them next year.
Oh, wow.
So if he started as senior, Archie would be back, back up.
Yeah, no.
He's going to start next year for Texas, so he's going to, and they're, one of the top teams.
We like your thinking, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
You're out there working it, man. You know.
Good call, Kev. Good call.
Well, let's face it. We've talked about it before. If you've listened to the show, that this NIL thing is just crazy. They still don't really know how to handle it. The colleges.
I think you see
and
a lot
the
of
money
changes.
Got crazy. You know.
I think you see a lot of changes coming next, even with the playoffs.
Yeah,
you're gonna see some changes.
Hmm.
I think, but
yeah, I know. Kevin, great call, man. Thank you so much.
Of course, guys. Let's go Irish. Let's go Devils.
Oh, there you go.
I agree with one.
Oh, you loves that. Go Devils.
I like to go Irish. The go Devils, You know where the Devils can go.
you guys have a great time.
All right, Kevin. Thanks, man.
Kev.
Appreciate the call. Okay, Coffee's Corner, though. He's back to your point. Rangers stressed out.
They're stressing all of us out right now.
Man, okay.
They got to wake up.
And some good deals going on at Coffee Sports Collectibles
then,
right?
Yep.
Fantastic. Okay, let me finish my coffee here. I got right down to the end.
Don't choke on it, Jack.
there it is. There it is. Okay. Oh.
Actually, I do have a couple. I do have one left. I have one left. Half price.
Our sports collectible guy does have them half price. So not $765, but $333.
I get it, Jack. I get it.
That's awesome. That's awesome, But we got to get to the NFL for a minute here. Then our time starts to run away from us here. But interesting schedule. We got a couple of great later games, but the early games, let's start with them. And here in New York, right, as we mentioned, Giants playing the Ravens at MetLife, 16.5-point spread, right? What do you think of that one?
Well, the home dog theory, I got to go with the home dog, I think.
I know.
But
right? Betting-wise, I know.
No offense to you and those.
Right.
They are terrible.
They are really bad.
My team is a little better, not much better, but
they're
terrible too. But
they are really bad, But look at the game. Okay, so you figure they're going to get blown out, right? But you never know with those. But then the other team here, the other schleps, is the Jets are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Big game.
Oh, my God.
2-3-10 teams.
Oh, man. And what's his name is out for the year, right? The quarterback. Trevor, and what do you do? What does Aaron Rodgers do with this whole thing? I guess he plays it out.
He plays
the games, and
pride. It's all about pride.
What a total disappointment. Right?
Absolutely.
You're saying your team over there, as you call it. Well, the Cowboys. And they're playing the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, they'll probably lose.
These games are brutal. And the Panthers are actually playing a little better lately, so.
I know. We're underdog, too.
I know. That's another point. The Cowboys are dogs to the Panthers? What is going on? How the mighty have fallen, buddy.
Jerry's got to go.
Oh my God! Bring in Jerry Mathers.
Let me do the radio in Dallas. I'll piss him off.
But really, look at the. But by the way, speaking of games, how about the Thursday night game? That was a thriller, huh?
What a barn burner!
Yeah, I'm still yawning from that one. Right?
Yeah.
Was it how many field goals? Four versus two.
Four field goals versus two.
But it was poor.
How about that dude? How about the dude quitting?
Yeah.
Mid-game.
The guy walks
in
off.
In third quarter. Right? He said, I don't want to go in. I don't want to play.
Was he much of a known player? I really don't know.
He made the Pro Bowl, I think, with the Cardinals last year.
Oh, he did. Okay.
And then, yeah, that's incredible.
Because,
right?
Because Greenlaw came back, and then Greenlaw, I guess, I don't know, aggravated his injury, yeah. And then he comes in, and he said, go in. Yeah. He's like, I don't want to go in. And he walks up the field.
And walked right into the locker room.
And he asked Kyle Shanahan, like, yeah, that ever happened to you before? He goes, I've never had it happen to me in all my coaching years. Yeah. Like, that was just...
Yeah, was that Shanahan that said that, or Lynch, the GM? Well, you'll never see him on the field again for the 49ers.
It took like 2 days, probably because of the paperwork, whatever. But yeah, you can't.
Oh my God. Okay. You know, that was unbelievable. But, I mean, I don't know, though. So, 1 o'clock games, we got nothing.
None big, no. Right?
But then you get to the 4 o'clock. We've got a full slate at 4 o'clock today, too. It's like five games at 4 o'clock, leading off with Buffalo Bills at Detroit Lions.
That's going to be a good game right there.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously the game of the day. I mean, is that a possible peek at the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. So that's right? A Super Bowl preview. It could be. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tremendous game.
I mean, that means those two franchises going to the Super Bowl, right?
Right,
the Bills never won. Obviously, the Lions never won.
Right.
Bills four in a row they lost.
The Bills, yeah.
That would be something.
That'd be a lot of fun. And the crowds in Detroit now are just crazy.
Oh yeah.
At Ford Field, they're so into their Lions.
Oh, and the Bills fans too, though. Bills fans are the craziest.
Yeah, they got the Bills
like
mafia.
That. Yeah. But no, but Lions fans, yeah.
No, that's a great story. Actually,
absolutely.
Too, you know, and then you got the
Battle of Pennsylvania.
I was going to say the Battle of the Keystone State.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Call it, right. But that's Steelers at Eagles, I think.
Yes,
right?
At Philly. Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you think on that one, there, you?
Well, you know, I think we agree that we both hate the Eagles.
Yeah. Right. So, no.
Nah. So, go Steelers.
For my cousin Jimmy, I'll go for the Steelers over there. Right?
Yeah. Cousin it's Jimmy.
A, yeah. He looks like my
double. Partner. My double gag, whatever you call that.
But that's another great game. That potentially could be a great game. You know?
Yeah, that should be a good one.
Right.
Packers Seahawks.
That's the night game. But you've even got, in desperation, Colts Broncos.
Well, yeah, if you're really,
not bad.
You're hurting.
But the other one also at 4 o'clock, too, is Tampa Bay at L.A. Chargers.
That's a good game, too. Yeah, that's another good game. Yeah, so you got three good games right there.
Now, unbelievably, and then we go, okay, so and you just mentioned, you know, Packers-Seahawks, which is an important game for both of them as well.
Yeah, I'm certain.
Tonight game.
Yeah.
But now they had to add on a second game, I guess, with the contracts for tomorrow night's Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I don't get the two night games.
Yeah, something about because they lose games out at the end of the year, whatever. They get their 16th, 17th game.
Yeah, no, I don't like two games.
Look at the games, you. Look at the games. Bears-Vikings.
Right, yeah,
the Bears are just unwatchable, you know.
Yeah, no, and the Vikings are good though.
They should
beat them pretty handily.
Right, right. You know.
Yeah, and then you're not very enamored by the Falcons and Raiders.
Oh my, really? Even the people in Vegas are like, well, what are the odds? Let's get to the tables.
Yeah, we're not going to the game. We're going to the casino.
The Sphere. We're going to the Sphere. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's terrible. Two terrible games.
Two games. And I hate when they even do that, you know. But,
We're almost out of time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at the time.
You go so
fast. But anyway, those are the games. I know. Another great show. There's so much going on in sports right,
we
right now.
We didn't even get to wrestling last night.
And we didn't even get to the college football picks. Why don't we go on the website and we'll do our picks. If anybody wants to look, we'll go to college. You can check it out at Coffee Sports Collectibles.
Notre Dame's definitely. We got Notre Dame's going to win.
All right. We got to go, though. Okay. You, Coffee, great show, sir.
Good show, brother.
All right. Brian Heyman, thank you so much. Everybody have a great sports week.
WKRZ HD3 Map.